I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I track your plane ride. Well, when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. Where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how does a girl like me get into you? Never been abroad before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. All the boys out here the same. What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to.
You're talking to me.
You can be my American hot boy. You can be my American hot boy. Why can't you say hi?
Swedish boy over FaceTime. Oh no, opening up would make me a headline. Boots, that's my ego boots. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl I've been in. Ha ha ha. Met a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats.
Hi, everyone. Bangers is officially back after way too long of a hiatus. My apologies. Unfortunately, two 830s is a little bit of a foreign concept to me. It took some getting used to. My schedule is awful this semester, and so is the weather. I walked here through some of the most treacherous conditions I have ever bore witness to in my entire life, perhaps. Anyways, you guys just heard Stateside, but the remix version with Zara Larsson. It's originally by Pink Panthers. I believe I have played Stateside on the show before, but not the new remix. The new music video, I'm just obsessed with it. Like, Pink Panthers, she has this really cool lipstick where part of her lips have been done to be plaid, because the whole point of the music video is like their two aesthetics kind of like colliding. Like, it's so cute. It feels like a little like a glittery gel pen diary. And I've been thinking about that all week. But again, as always, more songs to get into and even more events that have happened over the course of my life and in the universe. So I will see you guys after a few more songs.
Just like with a margarita. I wanna send him a song on the side. I wanna send him a run on the bike. Take you out shopping at night. Car, raising free, country life. Would you be surprised to know that my karaoke song is a Gasolina? I said it as a tag to Gusta, cause I wanna take you out. I wanna take you, take you,
I'll see you after the function.
Shopping at night, car, raising rave, country life. Would you be surprised to know that my karaoke song is a Gasolina? I said it as a type of cool stuff, cause I wanna take you out.
Thank you.
With that, once again, team, we are so back. We started that off with the amazing new song by FKA Twix called Sushi. As you know, and I've played so many songs like this before with like a voguing dance break in the middle or like elements of traditional voguing music. Guys, I do voguing dance, so like when I get hear songs like this, like I get so giddy and excited, and I love that it's becoming more mainstream and it's like becoming infused into pop music. It also just really opens the gates for people to get to learn more about voguing beyond just like, wow, look at me, like I'm pretending to do it and I'm doing it terribly wrong in like a hip-hop competitive dance piece. Because it's honestly so fun, and the history behind it's just so interesting. And beyond that, FKA Twigs looks hot as hell on that stage, hitting them bogey moves with their backup dancers. If any of you guys have seen the TikToks she's been posting, I live. After that, we played Intimidated by her. If my grandpa's watching, he's gonna get a kick out of that one, because we were watching the Super Bowl a long time ago when it was Usher. They came over to watch the Super Bowl with us, and I remember her came on stage and he had no clue who she was. So like, he goes up to my mom's like, who's that? And my mom's like, I think it's her. And he's like, no, who is she? And she's like, it's her. And then he's like, who is she? And he's like, her. And it was just so funny. And then I think like my grandma suddenly interjected and was like, what about him? And I don't know why, but in that moment, that was just so funny. But great song. After that, I played Big Time Sensuality by Bjork, one of my favorite Bjork songs. Her debut album still stands, in my opinion, as one of the greatest albums of all time, greatest albums ever made. I'm not going to argue that. I'm going to leave that there. Beautiful. Then I finished things off with The Moment by Tame Impala, a song of the same name as the hit movie by Charlie XCX about to come to theaters sometime in January. I don't know, but I'm going to force my friend to go with me. Period. Now that that's out of the way, we've got some elephants in the room. The first one I will begin with. Now I'm hoping I'm going to cue classical music here. I have become addicted to Bridgerton Yes, I know. I am late to the party. It, for those who don't know, it literally came out in 2020. But me and my mom started watching, and we are obsessed. We are hooked. It's just so much fun. There's so much drama, and the acting is really good. And I just love the fact that it's a period piece. The outfits are so cute. The hair is so cute. The jewelry. And it's just, and there's corgis. There's so many dogs, and they're all so cute. Okay, but for those who don't know, basically the premise of Bridgerton is Bridgerton's like the last name of the main family that the show centers around. There are A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Oh my god, I can't count. There's 8 kids in the family, and each season is like a different story of one of those kids, like falling in love and like finding their match and stuff. But there's obviously drama because it's set in the early 1800s. There's like the courting, the courtship, suitors, callers, and then there's this gossip column called Lady Whistledown, and basically everything is happening to the characters. She's snooping in on everyone. She knows everyone's tea. She's not afraid to name drop you. Think of her as like TMZ, but in the 1800s. And she like reads out her entries, and she literally has the power to beset like scandal upon like any family. What I will say though is I didn't love the first season that much, but the second season, insane. Literally so good. So much drama. And the two leads are just really, really good actors. And yeah, nothing wrong with a little bit of the Real Housewives vibe set in the Regency era. Like, I live. Anyways, if you haven't seen it, go watch, because there is a new season coming out. It drops January 29th, part 1. Part 2, February 29th. No, I am not sponsored. I just love Bridgerton. Anyways, I digress here. We got so many more songs to play, and I don't want to talk too long because then I'm going to have to cut someone out of this program. So, let's do it.
Inside. sweep the world to forget it. And even then I won't let it hold me now. All the choices that I made are coming back around for me. Now I'm two steps from the water, and it's so clear that I do this to myself.
With that, we are back for one last hurrah and one last yap session. We started that segment of songs off with probably my favorite song actually at the moment right now. Ooh, exciting. I literally have been walking to class just looping it on Spotify. It's called The Hand by Annabelle Dinda. Beautifully written, beautiful meaning. I could go on and on for hours. Just if you want, just like search up the meaning of the song and stuff. It's just so addictive. It's so well written. Every single production choice she has made in relation to this song is incredibly intentional. And it just... I love that it just never really feels like it has time to breathe. I don't know why. I feel like it scratches my ADHD brain very nicely. The song just never really stops. There is one break before the bridge, but I love when people do like the kind of like talk singing. And I like how at the end of each phrase in the chorus, it almost sounds like she's a little bit exasperated. I live. Anyways, I could talk about that song probably for hours, but we have bigger fish to fry. Next, we played Weight of Desire by Tennis. I recently came back to this band. I used to listen to them a lot back when I was in high school. And they came on my autoplay because I was going through like my old favorite songs playlists. And I was like, oh, Tennis. It was like seeing an ex. How did I forget about them? They're brilliant. And this new album was the greatest surprise the universe could have given me when I rediscovered them. After that, we hit it up with, oh my goodness, Something's Wrong Here. What I Could Be by Kanji. If you want to spell that out, that is K-K-A-N-G-I, two K's at the start, because otherwise Keshi would be suing for defamation. Anyways, very good song. And then we played Spit It Out featuring Rochelle Jordan by Kay Trinada. I did it right this time. Where's my applause? And Rochelle Jordan, as everyone knows, I'm like Rochelle Jordan's number one glazer. D1 Rochelle Jordan glazer. And Kay Trinada can also do no wrong. Two Canadian divas coming together to maximize their joint slay. Claire's stamp of approval. Boehner's stamp of approval. Now. Oh, yes. I had the plans to talk about this. I have never talked about Wingstop once in my life on this show. Which is crazy because if you're in my life, if I know you even to a small facet, you know I live and die by Wingstop. Wingstop is basically my religion at this point. I have no clue how they have not asked me to do like a brand deal or a sponsorship, or how they haven't like been concerned in the slightest because I'm ordering from them so much. I did a tally of just how many times I ordered from them like this semester, the fall. I went through my Uber Eats, scrolled through, tallied all the numbers, and I went to Wingstop at least 30 times. But again, for those who don't know, it's a wings place dangerously close to where I live, right across the street. Not good. So, temptation really likes to kick in when it's late at night and I'm craving a snack. Because I don't have to do the delivery on Uber Eats, I can get them to make it, and I just get out, throw sweats over my PJs, walk across the street, get my wings, come back. But it's just... Guys, the wings there are so good, but not the bone-in. I accidentally got the bone-in once, and I will advise to any Wingstop newbie, no. I'm a boneless gal. Also, because when I'm eating bone-in, I have to think while I'm eating. I usually get Wingstop while I'm doing work. And the boneless, I just dig in. Also, if you want a side and you haven't had it yet, I will highly recommend. Actually, no. You know what we're going to do? Here is my go-to Wingstop order. This is how we're going to do this. Okay. Meal for two. Because the meal for one is 8 wings. That is not enough for Clear Lock. We get half of them mild. Half of them Korean barbecue. Make sure they're boneless. Drinks on the side. We do 1 Coca-Cola, 1 Nestea. Then, on the side, we get the large loaded voodoo fries. Little extra money, but it's worth it. That stuff's fire. And I get this so many times at this point, they probably see the order and just know it's me. I'm surprised the people at the front that work there around, like, I'd say 8 to 9 o'clock at night do not know me by name. I don't live in the Wingstop. I don't sit there and eat. I just go get it and like bring it back to my room. So maybe not. But I just remember at the dining hall, I would always go to Banri instead of Lenny, and the lady at the front recognized my face. But that's different. This is concerning. But anyways, Wingstop, if you are hearing this, please sponsor me. I will back you up like whenever you need it. I am in your corner. I am your girl. I think that I am probably the most avid Wingstop enthusiast out of anybody at this university. If somebody would like to prove me wrong, please stand up and challenge yourself. Show me your Wingstop Uber Eats from last semester, and if it's over 30, I will give you a chance. There, I got it on my system. Guys, I just love Wingstop. Okay, music time. Let's hit it. Last three songs. Oh my goodness. Guys, the Wingstop has me in a spell. IDC by Daisy first. Then we're going to play Dread by A.G. Cook. This is actually going to be part of the score of Charlie XCX's upcoming movie. They also teased at the song a lot because this would play at the end of her festival sets. So good. Just a really good, like, drive-in late at night song. Also so cool and experimental. A.G. Cook can do no wrong. And we are going to finish off. We're going back to the good old tradition of finishing off with one of my favorite songs of all time. This week, it is Ghostin' by Ariana Grande. Every time I listen to this song, it will come on autoplay. I'm not warranted for it. I'm walking to class. I'm going to the gym. I'm at the gym. I'm in public. And it's the waterworks. It's literally like... I will say, though, I do find it kind of upsetting. She didn't really originally want to put out this song, but Scooter Flop Braun was like, "No, it's special. You should share it with the world." Why are we forcing people to put stuff out? But I fear I am all the better for it. It is objectively a masterpiece, but the song was so emotionally taxing. Fun fact, she couldn't actually finish the harmonies. Victoria Monet, queen, had to step in, finish the duty. If you listen very closely towards the end of the song in the second verse, you can hear her voice blended in with some of Ariana's vocals. I think this is some of Ari's best writing ever. Obviously, that comes with the fact that this obviously comes from a very, like, dark place. Yeah. And usually that's what brings about a lot of inspiration. Another brilliant song if you want to check out some of her better written songs, because a lot of people discredit her as a songwriter. Hampstead, phenomenally written, along with this one. And for me, the real winner with this song is whoever did the synth and whoever mixed those vocals at the end. The harmonies, like, instant tears. I don't know how to explain it. It makes me physically nauseous, but in a good way. It's how I can best explain it is it's the type of upset I feel when I listen to Mitski, and that's low-key why I can't listen to her anymore. But this is like, it's a little bit nostalgic too. I don't know. It's just so perfect, and I'm going to stop talking because I clearly can't explain this correctly. Just please stay to the end of the song and listen to like that last minute. Like, I'm ascending. The gates of heaven are opening. That is the voice of a literal angel. Like, if that's not what I hear when I enter heaven, like, I don't want it. I don't want it. So, with that, my work here is done. Hopefully, I'm going to have a more regular release schedule. I'm going to try to be more consistent because last semester, not so good. So, I will see you guys next week. I am saying that because that is me making a promise to myself that I'm going to lock in. So, I'm going to leave y'all with that. Bye, team. Have a good week.
So sorry I disappeared beside you. Was never near my hater. I hated you. Don't answer when I drunk call you later. We hit a wall together. Was once forever. I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. For I don't care where you are.
There's so much to look forward to.